Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay. So, you know how we usually dig into like historical documents and stuff for these deep dives? Well, this time it's going to be a little different. We're diving into a listener letter. And not just any letter. Okay. This was sent to a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors. And let me tell you, this story is something else.
Oh, yeah. Nightmare Neighbors. I've heard of that one. People sharing their craziest neighbor stories.
Exactly.
Right?
So you know it's got to be good. And this one, it's like straight out of the Twilight Zone. Seriously creeps me out just thinking about it. Okay. So the letter comes from a guy named Daniel. And he starts by describing his life, you know. Quiet suburban street, living with his wife, Emily. Everything's peaceful. Like picture perfect. But then enter a new neighbor, Mr. Gray.
Okay. Yeah. I'm already getting bad vibes just from the name.
Right. And it only gets weirder from there. At first, Mr. Gray is just kind of off. Like, he keeps to himself, never participates in the usual neighborly stuff. But then Daniel starts mentioning this feeling of being watched. Like, someone's always lurking just out of sight.
Ooh, that's creepy. It's amazing how unsettling that feeling can be. Like, when you know something's not right, but you can't quite put your finger on it.
Exactly. And then there are these strange noises late at night coming from Mr. Gray's house, almost like someone's moving furniture around or something.
See, that's what I mean about that feeling. It's like your instincts are screaming that something's wrong.
And it messes with your head, you know? Because on the surface, everything seems normal. But deep down, you just know something's not right. So anyway, the noises get more frequent, and Daniel even finds this weird symbol etched into his garden shears. He's convinced Mr. Gray returned them after they went missing, like some kind of creepy calling card.
Oh no, that's not good. It's like he's escalating things, sending a message.
Right. And then things get really weird. Daniel starts picking up these muffled voices and like a weird humming sound coming from Mr. Gray's house. And get this, the sounds, they're eerily familiar.
Familiar? What do you mean? Like he recognizes the voices?
We'll get to that part, but trust me, it's where this whole thing takes a very dark turn.
Okay, so last we heard, Daniel was picking up strange sounds and voices coming from his neighbor's house.
Yeah, this Mr. Gray character is straight out of a horror movie. Right, so Daniel decides he's had enough of this creepy mystery. He's going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh boy. What's he planning? The little neighborhood stakeout.
Well, he starts by doing something that honestly I'm not sure I'd be brave enough to do. He goes straight to the source. He marches right over to Mr. Gray's house and knocks on the door.
Oh, man. Talk about a tense moment. I'd be terrified.
And get the door's unlocked.
Unlocked? See, that's just creepy. It's like he's inviting them in.
I know, right? It's giving major red flags. But Daniel, being Daniel, he goes inside. And Emily, she's right behind him. Thank goodness. Wouldn't want to be in that house alone.
No kidding. So what's it like inside? Is it like a haunted mansion or something?
Well, actually, it's the opposite. Think more like a super minimalist, almost sterile environment. No personal touches, no clutter, just this eerie emptiness.
Interesting. It's like Mr. Gray is completely erasing himself from his own home. Makes you wonder what he's hiding.
Right. So they're looking around and they hear it again, that humming sound coming from downstairs. Like right from the basement door.
Ooh, the basement. Never a good sign in these kinds of stories.
I know, basements are already creepy enough, but in this context, it's like walking straight into a horror movie. But of course, they have to investigate, right?
Well, yeah, curiosity and all that.
Yeah.
But I'd be having some serious second movie by that point.
So they slowly make their way down the basement stairs, and what they find is like something out of a spy thriller. Computers, monitors, wires everywhere. And get this, live feeds of their house, the living room, their bedroom, even the backyard. It's like something out of like Paranormal Activity or something.
Oh, wow. That's next level creepy.
Yeah.
Been watching their every move.
Oh.
That is seriously messed up.
Yeah. Tell me about it. But it gets even worse. Just as they're taking in this horrifying surveillance setup, guess who appears?
Mr. Gray. I bet he's got some perfectly reasonable explanation for all of this.
Oh, you know, he's surprisingly calm, like he just caught them borrowing a cup of sugar or something. But Daniel is understandably furious. He confronts Mr. Gray about the cameras, the microphones, the whole thing.
And how does Mr. Gray react?
He plays it off like it's no big deal, calls it observation and data collection, like he's some kind of scientist or something. It's clear that they're dealing with someone who's either completely delusional or just really good at pretending to be.
Oh, I'd say both. You know those situations where you just know, like in your gut, that something is deeply wrong?
Yeah.
This is one of those times.
Totally. And now they're trapped in his house with this creepy dude who's been spying on them. Talk about a nightmare scenario. So they're stuck in that basement, right? With this whole surveillance situation. And Mr. Gray standing between them and the stairs.
Yeah, talk about a seriously intense situation.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
Well, somehow in all the chaos, they managed to get past him. They bolt out of the house and call the police. You'd think that would be the end of it, right? The cops show up. Mr. Gray gets busted for spying on them. Case closed.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
But remember, this is Nightmare Neighbors for a reason.
Exactly. And this is where things get really messed up, because when the police arrive, they find absolutely nothing.
Nothing. No sign of the surveillance equipment.
Nope. Gone.
Done.
All, like it never existed. Mm-hmm. And of course, Mr. Gray, plays the victim, claims Daniel and Emily barged into his house, threatened him, the whole nine yards. It's like he planned the whole thing.
Classic gaslighting. He's created this whole alternate reality, and now it's his word against theirs.
And the worst part is people believe him. Daniel and Emily try to explain what they saw, the cameras, the recordings, but everyone just thinks they're crazy. Their neighbors start avoiding them. They get threatening letters. Someone even throws a brick through their window. It's like their worst nightmare is coming true.
See, that's how these manipulators operate. They isolate their victims, turn everyone against them until they have nowhere left to turn.
So what do? They're desperate to prove that Mr. Gray is behind all of this. So they set up their own hidden cameras in their house. They figure if he's watching them, they'll catch him in the act. But what they end up seeing is even more disturbing. It's footage of themselves doing things they don't remember.
What do you mean? Like sleepwalking?
Not exactly. One recording shows Daniel burying a box in the backyard in the middle of the night.
Okay, that's weird. But maybe he was just cleaning up the yard or something?
Except the box is full of creepy stuff. Photos of their neighbors with their faces crossed out. Strange symbols. It's like something out of a horror movie.
Oh, wow. So not only is he manipulating them psychologically, but he's also framing them for something sinister.
Mm-hmm.
That's gold.
Right. And here's where it gets really strange. They're watching the footage, right? And just for a split second, they see Mr. Gray like he's watching them through the camera.
Wait, what? How is that even possible?
That's the million-dollar question. Is he some kind of tech genius who hacked their system? Or is there something else going on here? Something unexplainable? Unfortunately, that's where Daniel's letter ends. He and Emily, freaked out by the footage, they decide to run, pack up, and move to a new state, hoping to escape Mr. Gray's creepy reach.
Can't say I blame them. I'd be long gone by that point.
Right, but here's the truly chilling part. A few weeks later, Daniel finds another photograph in their mailbox. It's a picture of him and Emily asleep in their new home. And the note simply says, "You can never escape."
Oh my God, that's terrifying. It's like something out of a nightmare. He's always one step ahead, no matter how far they run.
And that's it. The end of the letter. We're left with more questions than answers. Was Mr. Gray just a master manipulator? Or was there something darker, more sinister at play? And what about that final photograph? How did he find them? This deep dive has been a wild ride. We explored the dark side of human nature, the power of fear and manipulation, and the unsettling possibility that some things are best left unexplained. It makes you wonder, don't you think, about the secrets our neighbors might be hiding, and the thin line that separates reality from something far more sinister. So tell us, what do you think? Head over to our social media pages and share your theories using the hashtag #NightmareNextDoor. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay safe out there and be sure to keep an eye on your neighbors. You never know what might be lurking next door.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.